Hello again. I decided that I was going to do these postings about every couple of weeks, although I'm probably going to do them a little bit quicker than that. But I also decided the other day that I wanted to throw something out there for Mac users to help you out a little bit, and to help you get to where you can produce music and do all the things that you want to do on your Mac and do them as well as what you can with a big expensive unit. I myself just use a little Mac laptop. I got a MacBook, it's not even a Pro. To tell you the truth, this one's actually got a better processor than the bottom line MacBook Pro, so I just went with the upper end MacBook rather than the lower end Pro. That aside, I want to give you some ideas of what you can do and how you can go about getting 95% of the functionality of Logic without actually having to buy Logic. Now, it's true if you go to the Apple Store, the App Store, that you'll notice that they've actually lowered the prices of quite a few of their programs. It appears to me that Apple's thought through about what they want to do, and that they're really going to keep making laptops and desktop computers, because they've really gone out of their way lately to adjust their prices. For a long time, they were way more expensive on most things than what you could buy for Windows machines. Not on everything. I mean, iLife's always been like $90, which is cheaper by about $40 than what you can buy, Microsoft Office for, and with fairly good functionality. I have no complaints with it. But there's not been a whole lot in the way of the specialty stuff that's been cheap for a long, long, long time. Things like Final Cut and Logic were just ridiculously expensive. And then Apple got into doing the App Store, and I think it's just come across to them that, you know what? We make good money off selling the computers, and if we can get the apps up here that we can get people using them, then in the future, when they go to buy a new computer, guess what they're going to do? They're going to buy an Apple because they like the apps and they don't want to change over. And that's where I'm at. I don't want to use a Windows PC anymore. I like the apps that I have on my machine, and I don't want to switch over. I don't want to switch over to something that's not as good. So they really cut down their prices on a lot of stuff. They took Logic down to $200. It's $199.99. But that's still a lot of money. And if you don't have that much, you can get just about the same functionality for about half that. So, and I want to explain to you how. And it's going to take six programs, three of which are free, and three of which will cost some money. The three free ones you know about. I mentioned them the last time I was on. One of them being Audacity. It's great for one shots like this. I'm not doing anything fancy. I'm just talking. All I need to do is record it. I don't need a window full of DAW. I just have a single line. I see the waveform. That's all I got. If I want to add an effect, I click on effects. I still have all my audio units. I can add something. Not likely. Not for this. So that's the first one. Line in, for when you can't hear yourself in a microphone for certain programs, like the Skype, which doesn't send a signal to your sound card, so you can't hear what you're doing as you're doing it, which is annoying as crap. And then the third one, SoundFlower. I mentioned that. SoundFlower allows you to port sound from the out of one application to the in of another one. It doesn't do anything but move the sound from the one application to the other. It's free. And it actually works very, very well. So those are the three free apps. So let's talk about the three now that are paid. The two of them are Apple programs, GarageBand and MainStage. MainStage used to be a part of Logic. You had to buy Logic to get MainStage. But they cut it out, just for people who want to be able to go and use their Mac and do performances live. What it's really meant for you to be able to do is be able to take record something in GarageBand or Logic. You record a song, you put it out. Well, you import all those settings into MainStage, and then you go back in. You have all of your backup tracks. You have the settings for the synthesizers that you used, all right there. You run it, you play, you do that great thing where you sound as much as you can like what you recorded. And I hate bands that don't do that. I hate bands that are like garage bands. They do a great record, and you go to listen to them live, and they sound like they've been practicing in their parents' basement once a month. I hate that. So this helps you avoid that, because everybody likes good music, and bad music sucks. And then there's GarageBand itself. GarageBand you want, because GarageBand is actually how you're going to record. The one thing MainStage doesn't really have is the ability to mix down and master and then put out a finished product that you can go ahead and, you know, then sell to customers or whatever. You know, you're just not, you can't do that in it. It's not what it's made for. So you use the GarageBand and you use the SoundFlower to get the sound out of MainStage and into the GarageBand where you can record it. And now this is deadly. It doesn't sound like much, but it's deadly. And it's deadly, let me give you a few reasons why this is so. First of all, when you get the MainStage, because it runs off of all the synthesizers and the other instruments that are in Logic, you get all of the synthesizers and instruments that are in Logic with it for $30, mind you. So this is killer. This is just absolutely killer. I want to get eventually Logic when I get the money, because there are things with the DAW itself and how it operates I would like to have. But if you don't have to do that to get all those great instruments and all those great synthesizers, you can just get MainStage and get them all. And here's the other thing that they really did to make it killer. They took and they also give you all of the jam packs that they made for garage bands over the years. All of them. And it's going to take you a couple of days to download this. Unless you're sitting at the end of a T1 line and you're plugged in to it, it's going to take a couple of days. These things are pretty good sized chunks of downloads. And there's a lot of them. So, but you have, at that point, everything that Microsoft's put out for your GarageBand, plus all your instruments for Logic, in just those two little steps. But there's more you can do with all of this, because there's a lot of companies out there and a lot of developers that have made little other instruments and applications and effects that go into these programs, and a huge ton of them are free, or you get trial versions. A lot of the trial versions simply add noise in every so often, and if you're willing to record in little bursts and work around that, you can go ahead and use them. They work just fine. They don't even cut some of the functionality out of some of them. Some of them will have just an abbreviated list of presets that come with it, and most of the presets won't be there. And when you buy the full version, you get all the presets. And then there's a huge number of them that are free. I have 400 and I believe it's 89... audio units on my computer. But there's more than that even, because there's also VSTs. And these are the instruments and the effects and the functions that work with Microsoft products. Microsoft went a little bit different direction when they set up their sound system on PCs. And that's one of the reasons that Macs became popular again, if you remember way back in the day, is because of Final Cut and Logic. It was a good, solid, workable machines that people in the music and TV and movies could use to produce professional products. That kept Apple alive for a long time. Now, they would have died out except for that. So Apple had this advanced format, and Microsoft just went a different direction with the VSTs. So VSTs don't really function naturally on a Mac. But there are two things you can do about that. First of all, you can get a little free program called Plugo. It's out of date. They don't make it anymore. They don't upkeep it anymore. It'll still work on your Mac. It'll work just fine. All it does is it installs some VSTs that they've pre-wrapped with Plugo. Plugo makes it look like an AU to your machine. If you go in and you look at your list of audio units, after you run Plugo, it'll say VST AU on some of them. because it's got the VST, but it's also been wrapped in the audio unit, ins and outs, and all the parts and bells and whistles you need to make it work as an audio unit for GarageBand and for Logic. The problem is they don't upkeep it anymore. There's just an avalanche of audio units and VSTs available. There was no way. People were doing different things with them. They weren't doing the inputs the same, weren't doing the outputs the same. It just became a mess. They now work basically with Macs for Ableton just to limit what they're doing and be able to keep a handle on it, because it was just getting out of hand for them. But it will work, and it will turn some of your VSTs over to where they can be wrapped as audio units. You can use them in GarageBand. But it won't most of them, because there have been so many audio VSTs put out, and they don't upkeep them anymore and make sure they work. So I have all these VSTs on my machine, some 260 or 70, that I can't use about 170 of them with my GarageBand, even with Plugo. So there's a way around that. And this is actually another good thing that gives you another set of functionality. And that is, there's this little program called Reaper. And it's not quite like freeware. They actually have a small dedicated development team that goes in, and they actually upkeep it, and they do it on a regular basis, and they're committed to it. They make a little bit of money off of it, but Reaper only costs you $60 for an individual license. Okay? So it's not expensive, but it can play all of those VSTs. So now I have two programs that I can record out of. Each of them do slightly different things, that each of them have advantages, and which one I use is all according to what I'm doing. If I need something that's a VST that I can't play, I want to use Reaper. If I want to be able to take my final mix, or I want to be able to take a track, and I want to be able to stick just as many effects on it as I want to that my computer can handle, I want to use Reaper. If I have simple tracks that are going out, and I just want to be able to loop things and make things easier on myself, I use GarageBand, because GarageBand does loops really, really well. If I have something that I want to record that's just a piece and I don't know what I want to do with it yet, and I just don't want it laying around, then I want to use GarageBand, because you can take anything that you can record in. It doesn't have to be MIDI. It can be a guitar. You can record your acoustic. You can record your voice. And you can turn that into a loop, put it in your loops section, and you can go back and find it later when you're ready to use it and use it for something. And you can take that loop then, and you can just use the little repeat button at the top right-hand side of the loop. If you scroll up, you'll see a little circular thing, and just drag that out. So if you need something that needs to go on for 20 or 30 seconds, you don't have to sit there and try to play the whole thing perfectly. You can play a couple of bars, turn it into a loop, and fill it. Be done with it. So, you know, you've got all this extra flexibility doing it this way. Plus, you have all of the instruments that come with the Logic, plus all of the instruments that come with the GarageBand that you used to have to pay for. And the cost is just ridiculous, because MainStage is $30, the GarageBand is $15, and the Reaper is $60. That's $105. You can save yourself $100 and still do what you want to do on your machine. Just some advice, throwing it out there. You'll have to go and dig around online and find all the VSTs and AUs. There's plenty of them out there. And if you Google and you start going through the pages, some pages will have nice long lists of audio units and VSTs, most of which are free, that you can go and you can find and you can download, and they'll play on your Mac just fine. So there's my advice for you. You can take it, do with it what you want to. But for my Mac buddies out there, you can have a killer little system that you can go ahead and you can use pretty much to do anything you can do with in Logic. And you can save yourself some bucks doing it. You know, go take your wife to dinner and treat her out. And that's all I have for you today. I'll be back in a few days. And until then, keep listening.